Narcissistic Injury and Sexual Identity Preference, a reader's mail to Alice Miller. Hi, Dr. Miller. Before starting the topic that I mentioned above, I first wanted to say that I consider finding and reading your books as a key element in helping me save my life. I came across a reference to your book, The Truth Will Set You Free, as I was finishing my first practicum in training to be a psychologist. I had trouble initially listening to clients and therapy. As you can imagine, it is difficult to listen while suppressing emotions related to their stories, as well as the repressed emotion in my body that became activated while being with them. I consider myself to have suffered a tremendous narcissistic injury in childhood, and your books were helpful in the start of my grieving process and seeking therapy to help me with it. I found a therapist who has been instrumental in helping me with the trauma. I recovered the memories of my childhood and have resolved much of the grief, rage, shame, and other emotions. I'm wondering if your studies have ever examined the relationship between narcissistic injury and sexual identity or preference. After reading your books, I was wondering what your thoughts are on homosexuality or same-sex unions. Here in North America, this is a very sensitive topic, and I am very committed to the acceptance of all persons. Not all individuals who seek same-sex unions are fulfilled, and so I wondered if you have done any work in this area. I have some thoughts, hypotheses in this area, and I'm wondering if you are receptive to talking about this. Sincerely, PM. Alice Miller's answer. I am glad that my books were helpful to you, and I am sorry that I can't do even more. On this page, I want to answer some questions concerning the issues I did discuss in my books, and not the ones I did not. To discuss the question you raised would deserve writing a whole book, so I must respect my limits. Thank you for your understanding.